This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration is designed to prepare students to lead in the social sector by combining classroom learning with field education and five focused pathways. The final deadline for the program is April 1st. Inspire change, shape the future at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork. Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. A letter obtained by the Chicago Sun-Times shows 16 current or former employees of COPA, the Civilian Office of Police Accountability, are calling on an oversight board to consider taking the first step toward removing the agency's chief. Here's Sun-Times reporter Tom Shuba.
They rattle off a series of complaints. One is that she has, quote, manipulated investigations to align with her policy agenda, and that essentially, she's created an environment in the office that has investigations driven by bias.
COPA staffers are urging the Community Commission for Public Safety and Accountability to take a no-confidence vote against COPA Chief Andrea Kirsten. The commission has the power to remove the COPA chief with City Council approval. WBEZ has reached out to COPA, but COPA had no comment, saying it has not received notice regarding this matter. The leader of Chicago's Immigrant and Refugee Rights Committee wants to hold hearings on how to remove barriers to housing for migrants. My colleague Mariah Wolfel reports Alderperson Andre Vasquez says much of the migrant crisis response has been on how to pay for shelter and food for migrants, and that remains a pertinent issue. But he says even when newcomers find steady jobs, it's hard to find housing.
So landlords are not able to discriminate based on somebody's citizenship or lack thereof, but they are doing so. So how do we then do the investigation to hold that accountable to make sure that's not occurring?
Vasquez tried to hold a hearing on the topic today, but not enough council members showed up, and he vowed to reschedule. The legendary Chicago columnist Mike Royko penned 7,500 columns across his three-decade career in newspapers before his death in 1997. A new play about his life and a panel discussion about the journalist's legacy opens tonight. Mitchell Bishop wrote and stars in the stage play Royko, the Toughest Man in Chicago. Bishop will also speak on Royko's legacy tomorrow at a Printers Row Lit Fest panel.
You know, I keep referring to him as Chicago Shakespeare. He had a style that was so unique that it still rings true today, you know, and that's kind of the connection that I draw to that.
Royko, the Toughest Man in Chicago, opens tonight at the Chopin Theater. And legendary Chicago dance maker Joel Hall is celebrating 50 years of his namesake studio. An anniversary performance this weekend also serves as an introduction to the company's next chapter. My colleague Courtney Kippers reports tomorrow's show is entitled Refocus. Hall founded the Black Jazz Company and is now the artistic director emeritus. He says it's time for a new generation to take over.
I just felt that it was time for me to let go and to move someone else into place to take the mission into the next level.
Tomorrow's show at the Ruth Page Center for the Arts will feature works choreographed by both Hall and the new artistic director, William Gill. Weather, partly sunny and breezy with a high around 70 today, and then partly cloudy and breezy tonight, maybe a few showers, a low in the mid-40s. And then the weekend, sunny skies, high in the mid-60s on Saturday, mid-70s on Sunday. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.